Well, Coach, just the best way to sum up tonight was just a wild, crazy game that you guys happened to be on the winning end of for the second time this year.
Yeah, you know, it seems like when we hook up with them, there's usually some excitement of some kind. They're generally close games, not 12 innings, but it's more fun to win these games than it is to lose them, that's for sure.
We were just talking about it, too. I mean, not very often do you see extra inning games in high school baseball, but you guys have been a part of a couple this year, and both of them were against Altamont, and both of them you guys happen to be on the receiving end of, so I'm sure that's something that you're never going to complain about.
Yeah. I mean, I told the kids before the game, I said, I know you guys wish we had a better record, you know, a lot of wishes. I said, you only got 2 weeks left in your season, and then we go to regional. I said, just enjoy the games that we do get to have. We finally got, this wasn't even on the schedule. We just kind of threw it together at the last second. I said, just go out and have fun. I thought our pitchers threw awesome, both of them. Probably the best outing by both of them this year. And for the most part, other than my catcher throwing the ball all over the place, we played good defense, so.
Yeah, I mean, talk about that too with Coach Witt. I mean, two out of the three phases where they were on both sides, you both had good defense for the most part. And like you said earlier, I mean, just both sides was just an incredibly well-pitched game.
Yeah. Well, Melville's tough. I mean, shoot. He's tough on everybody, not just us. So, but I liked our approaches. I liked that we somewhat attacked them. We didn't always have success. We were putting balls in play, and a lot of them were ground balls, but at least it wasn't strikeout, 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 you know, over and over and over. I don't know how many we ended up striking out in 12 innings. It was probably a big number, but, you know, their second guy that came in was pretty darn good, too.
Yeah, you talk about your offensive approaches being pretty good, and I thought that bottom of the 12th inning, whenever you guys finally broke through, was probably the best offensive inning that you guys had, with the leadoff single from Seth and then Colton coming away with that walk-off.
Yeah, I mean, we get some cheap base runners, you know, got some walks and some slow rollers because the grass is wet and it's tall and I didn't get to mow it, but those were hard-hit balls, so I mean, I felt like that wasn't a cheap run.
And, of course, you talked about the weather not being the best for you guys to be able to get games in this week, but we're fortunate enough to get this one in. And, of course, the two being under the lights is another thing I'm sure you're not going to complain about.
No, I love playing under the lights. I would wish to play more. I always complain about not getting enough of those. But, you know, it's weird. In the fall, I want to play night games, and sometimes I don't. Well, you know, that's just too late getting home. Well, are we going to start basketball game? Oh, you know, going to get home from basketball games at 7? Well, I mean, it's just like, that's not a good argument. But I hear it all the time.
Of course, too, I mean, like you talked about earlier, the record right now is not where you guys want it to be, but do you feel like a win like this, is, especially with 2 weeks left in the year, is something that can give you guys a ton of momentum as you finish out the year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, sometimes it just takes a little spark, you know, to happen, and I'm so happy for Seth to be a part of this win, because he's a designated hitter for him, and that kid's injured, he's out, success, the next guy in line, and for, you know, he hasn't got very many at-bats, and for him to do that right there, that was, I don't know, everybody, as you could tell from the crowd, they were pretty excited, because it was him.
Yeah, just the atmosphere, too, around it felt like it was a regional, sectional type of atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, it is. God, if we play them again, I hope we don't see Melville Sin again. But he's hard on everybody, I know. And same thing with North Clay. They got all kinds of pitching. We're going to run into one of those good teams. And regional time's weird. Lots of strange things can happen.
And I know regional, so. And I know, too, that's one thing that you and I have talked about over the years, is whenever you play tough teams like Altamont, like North Clay, in both the fall and the spring, it gives you that battle test, that hardiness that you know that you can be in a dogfight game like this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of our losses this spring were, I mean, nobody's really, well, other than T-Town. They pound everybody. But that was Monday. We took that spanking. But for the most part, even in our losses, we haven't played poorly. Sometimes the other team's got a good pitcher and we just don't put it up enough runs. It doesn't mean we didn't play well. So the kids base a lot of it on success of their season, of course, on the record. I don't, but they do.